Dodge boarded a sightseeing boat. To his surprise, another hunter was hiding on board. After a long struggle, he defeated the opponent with a kick on the bridge. But Dodge's bad luck wasn't over. He was kidnapped by the local gang. The gang was puzzled. He only had two things on him, a bottle of medicine and a phone. Inside the phone was a bank account with $80 million. That was a serious fortune. The gang became interested. They wanted to learn how he made that kind of money. Dodge told them to let him go. Otherwise, something big would happen in 5 minutes. But the gang didn't care. They wanted to know what kind of business he was in. How could it be so profitable? Dodge didn't understand what they meant. A gang member pulled out the medicine. To find out what it was, he even tasted it. It turned out to be regular anti-inflammatory pills. Dodge was shocked too. That was supposed to be his cancer medication. With no way to learn how to get rich, the gang members got angry and started threatening him. Just then, it was time for their location to be exposed. Someone knocked on the door. As the gang member opened it, bullets flew through from outside. Under the heavy firepower of Hunter Number 3, the gang was wiped out.
The woman only slept for a while waiting for the subway, but she almost lost her life because when she woke up again, she was the only one left in the subway station that was originally crowded with people. At first, the woman thought she had missed the subway, so she quickly got up and ran to the first floor, but she found that the huge subway station was really empty, and even all the exit doors were locked. There was no staff in the subway duty room. At this time, she, who had never encountered such a situation, realized that something was wrong and began to get nervous. But just when she was scared and at a loss, the sound of the last train entering the station suddenly rang in her ears. So she rushed to the platform and got on the train just 1 second before the subway departed, but she was in a hurry and didn't notice that a vague figure followed her into the car behind her. After getting on the subway, the woman was very lucky, thinking that she would be able to go home and rest soon. But before she could be happy for long, the subway suddenly braked and stopped. And what was even more strange was that the door did not open automatically normally. This made the woman very confused. So she had to walk through the cars and come to the driver's cab for help. But no matter how she knocked on the door and called out, no one answered. At this moment, the circuit in the carriage suddenly malfunctioned, and the sudden darkness scared the woman. But fortunately, she found a ray of light coming through the carriage behind her. Seeing this, she thought it was the flashlight of the subway maintenance worker, so she happily walked over to chat with him. But the other party remained silent and even moved towards her little by little. Seeing this, the woman realized that something was wrong and quickly turned around to run for her life. But because she was too nervous, she accidentally fell to the ground, and the mysterious man gradually approached her.